AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Peter King in Orlando. In just over an hour, students in Nashville are expected to walk out of their classrooms and walk to the state capitol to demand tougher gun laws. The walkout marks 1 week since the elementary school shootings there that killed 3 9-year-old children and 3 adults. Vanderbilt University student Bobby Sloan is a volunteer with Students Demand Action.
Gun violence is the leading cause of death in American youth, and it is entirely preventable and entirely unnecessary. And lawmakers need to be doing more to keep their citizens safe.
The Newport News, Virginia teacher who was shot and wounded by a 6-year-old student in January has sued her school district for $40 million. Abby Zwerner says school officials ignored several warnings that the boy had a gun and was in a violent mood. Former President Donald Trump is expected to fly to New York today for his arrest tomorrow. Here's CBS's Robert Costa.
Former President Trump and his legal team are preparing to fight what his lawyer Joe Tacopina is calling a political persecution.
Of course, I very much anticipate a motion to dismiss coming because there's no law that fits this.
The former president is expected to appear in court on Tuesday afternoon, escorted by NYPD officers and Secret Service agents. There, CBS News senior legal analyst Ricky Kleeman says he'll be processed like any other defendant.
He will have his picture taken, which becomes a mugshot. He will have his fingerprints taken.
Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich has appealed his detention by Russian authorities who accuse him of spying. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg among those weighing in on the arrest.
His arrest is of great concern. It is important to respect freedom of the press, the rights of journalists.
Stolten spoke shortly after announcing that Finland will join NATO tomorrow. It could be another expensive summer for driving, with Saudi Arabia and other major oil-producing nations announcing they'll cut production by more than 1 million barrels a day starting next month. Gas Buddy analyst Patrick DeHaan.
What it means for motorists is that they will likely have to contend with prices at the pump that will go higher than previous expectations.
The Sire record label is well known for its diversity of musical styles, from disco to new wave. Seymour Stein was the founder of Sire Records, the man who signed the Talking Heads heard here, along with the Ramones, the Pretenders, and an unknown singer whose demo tape he heard in the early 80s. Well, Madonna turned out to be his biggest get. Seymour Stein has died at age 80, the record industry remembering him for being prescient and then some. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 287 points in early trading. This is CBS News.
Eggland's Best, the only eggs with more fresh and delicious taste, plus superior nutrition, because the way we care is anything but ordinary. Only Eggland's Best.
News brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Watts, your personal injury attorneys dedicated to helping you get the justice you deserve. GTWLawyers.com. They're all in to win.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnair. Here's what you need to know. The race for Wisconsin's 8th Senate District could determine if Republicans get a supermajority, allowing them to impeach Democratic Governor Tony Evers and other elected officials. It would also bring the GOP a step closer to being able to override the governor's vetoes. Tomorrow, voters choose between Democrat Jody Habesh-Sitikin and Republican Dan Knotel. Knotel, one of 15 state Republicans who sent a letter to then-VP Mike Pence in January of 2022, asking him to delay certifying the presidential results showing Joe Biden beat Donald Trump. There are 2 referendum questions about cash bail on tomorrow's ballot, looking to change the language surrounding how the court imposes bail. Supporters say the measures benefit public safety. Some opposed say it's more of a political agenda, with the legislature trying to dictate to circuit court judges how to do their jobs. Tune in to Civic Media stations for live election coverage tomorrow starting at 7 p.m. I'm Jane Matnair. This is Civic Media News.
Accidents can be life-changing, no matter how careful you are. But with Gingras Thompson & Watts, you're not alone. For decades, they've been fighting for the rights of people just like you. They'll let you focus on your recovery while they handle the legal complexities. If you or a loved one has been hurt or killed due to someone else's negligence, contact them now. You may deserve compensation.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Watts, GTWLawyers.com.
Bringing some sanity to the airwaves. The Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
The spring election is Tuesday, April 4th. It's being called one of the most important in the country, with candidates for one state Supreme Court seat on the ballot.
Vote. Then tune to your local Civic Media radio station for coverage you won't find anywhere else.
It kicks off at 7 p.m. with a special As Goes Wisconsin.
Then at 8, News Director Terry Bell has results with reporters checking in from around the state.
Election coverage live Tuesday, April 4th, starting at 7 on your local Civic Media radio station, streaming on the Civic Media app.
If you're grilling this weekend, be sure to have plenty of Village Hearth buns on hand. Fancy equipment and secret sauces are great, but once you've mastered the basics, it's all about the bun. Your perfectly grilled burgers and hot dogs deserve the best, and with several varieties to choose from, including unsliced old-fashioned, classic white or wheat, country potato, and mini sliders, the bakers of Village Hearth have the buns your family will love. Village Hearth buns, locally baked and delivered fresh daily.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Muskego to Pewaukee, always streaming at WAUK Radio.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number as Monday. That means Monday's with my co-host, Sandy Williams. Sandy, Marjorie Taylor Greene was on 60 Minutes. Who thought that one up? Who said, hey, this woman should be on 60 Minutes? We should follow her.
Well, I think personally that the news media has created this person. News media creates monsters. The news media likes to deal with personalities, okay?
Yes.
And that doesn't mean good personalities. It more often means outrageous personalities. So I would accuse the news media of having created the Donald decades ago. They began to bite on to this person who called himself the Donald and spoke in outrageous ways. And that got him news, and it's the same as in politics now. The more hyperbole you deal with, hyperbole meaning exaggeration and outrageousness, the more outrageous you are, the more coverage you get. The more coverage you get, the more coverage you get. And she's an example of that. You know, people are paying attention to her. Why? Are her ideas so good? No, her ideas are so outrageous, and she always speaks with hyperbole. Perfect. Let's have her on.
Well, she's all over the newspapers today because of what she had to say on yesterday, which was clearly outrageous. Right? I mean, the woman.
If you're the news media, your little voice in the back of your head says, perfect.
Tom from L.A. called. He wanted to talk about Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Yeah.
Marjorie Taylor Greene has been around for a while. I've never talked about her over the airways because I just didn't think she, you know, was worthy of us having the conversation. But here we are. We're getting ready to talk a little bit about Marjorie Taylor Greene. As part of her interview with CBS News, Leslie Stahl, that's a person that's been around a long time.
Yeah.
Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene was asked about some of her past actions, like chasing school shooting survivor David Hogue from Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. Greene didn't appreciate the questions about it, saying that it doesn't show the full breadth of her life. One of the things Greene yelled at Hogue was that if he was protected at the school by security guards, there wouldn't be mass shootings. The Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School had a security guard. However, it didn't help. But here's where they really got into this. Stahl also asked Greene about her claims that Democrats were a party of pedophiles.
Yeah.
Remember
that there's a pizza store with that in the basement. You know, these liberals are carrying out pedophilia. That whole story, wasn't it great when they went to the pizza place? The guy went with an AR rifle to kind of follow through on the whole QAnon thing. He was going to take it on. Found out there was not even a basement in the pizza place where the basement was supposed to be the place where all this was ongoing. So the lie was apparent right at the beginning of the story.
So Sandy, a congresswoman says that Democrats are all pedophiles. Why would you want to hear anything else from her? Right? I mean,
yeah.
I would probably end the conversation with her right there.
Right.
But instead, they continued the conversation. She also tried to defend it. They're not pedophiles, is what Leslie Stahl said. Why would you say that? Asked Stahl. Green defended it. Democrats support, she struggled. Even Joe Biden, the president himself, supports children being sexualized and having transgender surgeries. Sexualizing children is what pedophiles do to children. Wow, Leslie Stahl said. Clearly taken aback. Children aren't allowed to have transgender surgeries, and it's something that Republicans continue to be fact-checked on. Transgender children and those with gender identity issues are about who they are, not about being sexually molested. So it's unclear how Green jumps from transgender people to pedophiles. Green provided no additional evidence of sexualizing children other than her problem with gender identity.
Well, the QAnon conspiracy theory had nothing to do with transgenderism, and she has been talking about this since the QAnon theory began, and the QAnon theory had to do with actual pedophilia, the notion that that there was a sex trafficking ring, okay? That's what the QAnon theory, conspiracy theory was. And this pizza parlor had played a role in it, and so did Hillary Clinton and the, you know. And so she's just, all this QAnon stuff is, it's kind of, it's very interesting to me because it's so crazy. But there are politicians who tap into it, and the fact is that the numbers of Americans who must sort of secretly harbor some fascination with and support of the QAnon theories is large enough so that politicians kind of do it because it taps into something kind of powerful, including Donald Trump and including Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Well, you know, Sandy, there are other who may feel the same way, but they've got better sense than go on national television and say it, right?
Well, anyone who thinks that stuff doesn't have better sense. I think that would be an oxymoron.
Yeah. Okay.
You think this, but you should have better sense. No, the reason you think that is because you don't have better sense.
Well, let's bring Tom from L.A. on. Hey, Tom, how you doing, man? You got your wish, man. We're talking about Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Hey, Earl. First off, you know, I thought I was totally against the interview at first. And then I was like, you know what? Maybe it was good because it actually showed people what an idiot she is. And you know what? Maybe that's what we need to do. Maybe we need to bring these people out of the shadows and show who they are. But it seems to me that in the interview, Republicans want to change definition of words once again, whether it's woke, whether it's pedophile, which I think is really, really dangerous that you're changing the word pedophile to mean basically parenting, I guess, or what she called grooming. I really think that she was groomed from a very young age to listen to right-wing hate radio. She said in the interview that her father was someone who listened to right-wing radio all the time. And I'm thinking to myself, God, that should be a commercial. This is what happens when you listen to right-wing radio all the time. You get people like a Marjorie Taylor Greene. And she's probably the second generation of the Rush Limbaugh world. You know, that has listened to right-wing hate radio. And I'm glad that we have an opposite point of view now with civic media to do it. But I really thought it was interesting. Here she is talking about pedophile, meaning someone who takes advantage of children, not in a sexual way, but she changed that that definition. And I guess what Republicans mean by parent or grooming is what they mean parenting, maybe. I haven't figured that one out again because they keep on changing definitions of words. And because they own the media, they change the definition of words. And then she talked about how she was worth $11 million. How the hell can somebody in Congress be worth $11 million right out of the gate? I'm so befuddled by the fact why anybody would vote for this person. That is so out of touch with the average person out there. But she's a hater, so therefore she gets lots of attention. But I really thought that was interesting. I thought that maybe she had been groomed by her father. Since he listened to only right-wing talk radio all the time with her. Just wanted to get your opinion.
Well, to be honest with you, man, it's hard to waste time with people like Marjorie Taylor Greene. You know, people condemn AOC. And they called them the squad, and you haven't heard much about AOC and the squad lately because AOC realizes that in order to work things through and become a player in government, you got to stop talking like that and being out front and those kind of things. And she's quieted down, and now she's learning how to work internally in the government. Marjorie Taylor Greene has not come that far yet. She still thinks that because the cameras are in her face, that she can say whatever it is she wants to say. I don't think she's a very relevant person, Sandy.
Well, you, I think you hit the nail on the head, though, that if you want to go to Washington to accomplish something from a public policy standpoint, you might begin to become more responsible about the how you behave and what you do, and you'd be focused on accomplishing something. I don't think Marjorie Taylor Greene has anything she wants to accomplish other than being the focus of attention, being a political figure. This is what's wrong with the Republican Party. It's the lesson, the model that Donald Trump has set up. You get elected to something because you will become the focus of a lot of attention. You can speak your onions. You'll express your opinions, many of which are unfettered by fact. They're emotionally based opinions, and that's what's happened to politics. You know, you talked about You talked about the right owning the media. I don't think they own the media. I think the right just the media has become totally undisciplined. And likes trolls. They like the people who are trolling the rest of the world with outrageous conduct, and so they follow them, you know, assiduously and give them persona, public persona, like Marjorie Taylor Greene.
So listen, we gotta go to a break. Bill, I see you. I'll come to you after the break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
This is Pat Greitlow from Up North News Radio. On the air, online, or on demand, make it a point to catch the first word on Wisconsin news, sports, and more weekday mornings from 6 to 8 all across the stations of the Civic Media Radio Network.
My Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take,
but early detection allowed us to take control of the situation together.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Accidents can be life-changing, no matter how careful you are. But with Gingras Thompson and Walks, you're not alone. For decades, they've been fighting for the rights of people just like you. They'll let you focus on your recovery while they handle the legal complexities. If you or a loved one has been hurt or killed due to someone else's negligence, contact them now. You may deserve compensation. All into
Gingrass, Thompson & Knox, GTWLawyers.com.
My Shiro always goes the extra mile, stretches every dollar, puts others first. But now it's your time, Mom. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings now at aceyourretirement.org.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. High temperatures reach up to 56 this afternoon under cloudy skies with a chance for scattered showers. Westerly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Scattered rain showers likely tonight. Lows level off around 39. Overcast. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. Scattered thunderstorms likely. High temperatures reach up to 49. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 46 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's Monday. That means Mondays with Sandy Williams. Let's go to the phone line and Bill from Oconomowoc. Bill, I guess you were just, you couldn't pull away from the television watching the lovely Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Kind of like when I watched the Three Stooges as a kid, I couldn't stop laughing. And I, you know, when you have an adult, I don't think she was funny as Curly, but I always like Curly the most. And but she's so interesting with this alternative facts and this wild mind that, you know, I'm not even worried about her because she is going to destroy the party, not help the party, because of her off-the-wall stuff. But here's why I really called. I would like to ask Marjorie Taylor Greene, when Donald Trump first, back in 2016, offered himself up as a candidate for presidency, did you look into his past? And she'll say, well, it was fine. And I'll say, well, I read, now correct me if I'm wrong, Marjorie, 26 sexual assaults, 11 bankruptcies. Does that qualify a man for the presidency? And when James Comey knew his past, he had to watch that guy like a hawk. And when James Comey said, well, he did exactly what we thought he was going to do, James Comey had to step in. And then Trump will admit, and he admitted to Mark Levin, if he hadn't fired Comey, he would have been fired himself. He knew what he was doing was illegal by that statement. So why would the Republicans want to support a man for the candidacy of president of the United States with that tarnished record? Correct me if I'm wrong. In history, we never had a man with that much baggage. I'll hang up
Hang on. Sandy, you want to respond to Bill?
Well, yeah. I mean, but that would suggest that the process that elected Donald Trump was the result of rational processes. And I don't think it was. I think it's a social undercurrent. And I think that social undercurrent is this anti-establishment undercurrent, the fear of the future that's being created by the demographic trends in the country. And, you know, I hate to say this out loud, but I fear that a great deal of what's going on is really the result of an establishment that's afraid of losing its control. And it's not the establishment that's in Wall Street. It's not the establishment you would normally think of with that word. The establishment I'm thinking of is essentially the white Judeo-Christian establishment, the people of this country who view America as being premised on a society that is essentially a white Judeo-Christian society. And that when America is losing that, when we've got Asians and South Asians and we've got Africans and other people, and we have a growing number of essentially non-whites, there's this view that the all of these non-white people will act collusively with one another against the interests of this white Judeo-Christian establishment and will make America different. And they say they don't want America to be different. They want it to be as it was. But they aren't really thinking about it. They think what they're thinking about is they want the Ozzie and Harriet America to be recreated. But what they're really thinking about is they want an America created where white Judeo-Christian children have every advantage in the world. And, what makes people very angry now? It's affirmative action in universities. It's things that seem to work against the interest of this white Judeo-Christian framework in America. And so I just fear that the political undercurrent is that these people are responsive to irresponsible people like the Jordan and Bolbert and the rest of it is because they are however crazy they are clearly champions of this viewpoint. And guns and carrying guns is a manifestation of protecting that and the capacity with the firearm in your pocket to maybe be able to protect the Judeo-Christian heritage that you think is endangered.
Bill, quickly.
Here's what I believe, though, on what you just said, Sandy. There's one word that encapsulates all of it, and that word is fear. And they're great. And why do they push fear? Because all cultures, even ours, and I'm a Christian, and I can use this word, evolve. It's the evolution of our culture evolving. And so they're terrified of electric cars, and they're terrified of renewable energy, and they're terrified of the public in general because it's not like they remember.
Well,
but unfortunately, when we went from horses to cars, they thought that was a something horrible. When we went from using the outhouse to using in the house, that was horrible. Many people couldn't comprehend that. Oh, it's the end of everything. Now we're relieving ourselves in the house. No, it's called progress. And that's what scares these people. We can't move forward. We got to drive gas guzzlers. We've got to carry guns because it's our right. And never mind the children's right.
Yeah.
Never mind the children's right. It's our right, even though children are being murdered at a ridiculous number. They have lost all touch with reality for one word, fear. Same thing that happens in other countries.
You're absolutely right. In fact, there have been books written about this, and there's an interesting book written about the history of religions that talk about the onset of modernity and the arising fear which drives people in the direction of conservatism and reactionism. And no, you're absolutely right. And that is exactly what is being appealed to is fear. It's fear of change. I was maybe simplifying it with this change from the Judeo-Christian, but it's changes of all kinds. And wait till artificial intelligence hits the forefront. It's beginning to.
Got to go to a break. Bill, thank you very much for the call. CJ, we'll get you on the other side. 844-967-2789. It's Monday. That means Monday's with Sandy Williams. We'll be right back.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM, Waukesha's only news talk station.
CBS News Brief. Nashville students are expected to walk out of the classroom shortly, marking 1 week since the elementary school shootings there. They want tougher gun laws. Bobby Sloan is with Students Demand Action.
This doesn't just happen in schools. Gun violence is a public health crisis, and it's just gone on for far too long.
Donald Trump flies to New York today for an arraignment tomorrow. Former federal prosecutor Jessica Roth says his attorneys will file motions to dismiss.
Imagine his lawyers already have the motions ready to go. Mm-hmm. How quickly they actually want to file them. outcome might be in question, given that delay may actually be work to his advantage.
A bomb kills a Russian blogger who supports the war in Ukraine. CBS's Holly Williams.
Russia's pointed the finger at Ukraine for the killing, but a Ukrainian official called it Russian domestic terrorism. It follows the murder of another prominent supporter of the invasion, Darian Dugin, with a car bomb near Moscow last year.
CBS News Brief. I'm Peter King.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Big Bend to Menominee Falls. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Wisconsin Republicans are standing by a controversial text message blasted out Friday during tornadoes in southern Wisconsin. It looked and sounded like a severe weather alert, but it urged recipients to vote for Dan Kelly for Supreme Court. Democrats call it irresponsible. Republicans call it free speech. If former President Donald Trump is arraigned tomorrow, political observers say it could motivate more Trump supporters to vote for Dan Kelly. The Supreme Court election is tomorrow as well.
The politics cut both ways, right? He's a this may be a motivator for conservative voters. It's also a motivator for Democrats.
Democratic strategist Joe Zepecki was on Upfront yesterday. In sports, the Bucks beat Philadelphia last night. The Brewers host the Mets today. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Direct from the Dairy State, it's Extra Sharp Weekends, a three-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joel Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. Enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn block. Extra Sharp Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media Station or on the app.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Monday morning at 8, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Somewhere that should be for all the world to see, a statue of a fool made of stone, an image of a man who let love slip through his hand and then let him stand there all alone. So build a statue.
At 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. It's Monday. These Mondays with Sandy Williams. And you know, we're talking about what really is a dangerous time, Sandy, and watching Marjorie Taylor Greene on yesterday, she represents a lot of people. And we can talk about her as an individual.
Yeah, I think Marjorie Taylor Greene is really important, not because of who she is, but what she represents. I think that's really the way to think about her, because she is a, you know, you can watch her, you can, everyone can have the same reaction as Tom or Bill, which is this person is nuts.
Right.
Okay. And, but this person has got elected in a district of 700,000 people. So that's, she's maybe, and those people must know her well enough. She's a congressperson. So there's a bunch of people in her district who want her to be their representative in Washington. And she and Matt Gaetz and Boebert and Jim Jordan and this whole group, who all talk quite a bit like one another. Right. Some of them are more eloquent than the others. But they clearly represent a movement in this country. And the movement, I don't think this is a movement where the people meet in a room or necessarily know one another, but they share a view. And I think Bill is right that the view is premised on fear. It might not even be a fear they recognize in themselves, but their reactions are fearful and angry and willing to, and what they're fearful about is the changes around them that they want to have, that they want to stop. So that we just talked off the air, you know, the FBI has become quite effective at rooting out and identifying domestic terrorists. Okay, domestic terrorists basically means right-wing terrorists, and then these domestic terrorists have been listed as the biggest terror threat by the FBI. Well, what's the right's reaction to this? We're gonna investigate the FBI, because why aren't you doing a better job of investigating and rooting out the criminal evil from, for instance, the people coming across the border from the south, or from the Mideastern terrorist plots that there are against us? You know, that these are all preconceived notions. The dangers to America come from without, okay, as far as a whole bunch of people are concerned. And that without is basically immigrants, people who are moving into this country. It's the great substitution theory, you know. And it's, people don't talk about it, verbalize it that way, but a lot of people operate with that in mind, and it motivates how they think.
But so let's go to CJ. Hey, good morning, CJ. You say what?
Well, Erlen, Sandy, thanks for taking my call. You know, we are safer and more prosperous with Republicans in office.
Oh,
we're living, we have the fear of reality. We're living your party's reality. It took COVID to discover what kids were being groomed.
You have any new ammunition, CJ?
Wait,
without
groomed.
The parents' knowledge. Without the parents' knowledge.
Groomed to be what, Sam? Groomed to be what, CJ?
For whatever. Political.
Are you saying that our education system is actually a nefarious plot to groom children? That's what you must be saying.
Sandy, you love to try to uncover stuff.
See, no, I what
you
I,
don't do a very good job. You don't do a very good job describing what Republicans believe.
Marjorie Taylor Greene and the rest of them.
No, what? No, on my question. No, my question, CJ, is because words, you use the words that the pandemic uncovered the extent to which children were being groomed, and I'm asking.
You deny that.
No, I didn't deny that. I asked you the question.
I want to know your answer.
No, I want to know what you're saying. Are you saying that you believe that children are being groomed by the education system?
Yeah, we found out things. They aren't learning reading, writing, arithmetic. They're being taught social issues.
Oh, come on, man.
You lie. Oh, really?
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Taylor Greene.
CJ, when is the last time you were in a school?
What have you got? No,
I'm asking you. When was the last time you were in a school to sit and find out what students are being taught?
Last year.
Okay, for how long?
Last year. Okay.
For how long?
So,
You want to try to critique me?
No, CJ. Okay, CJ, I spent 12 of the last 13 years in a public school system, and I didn't see any of what you were talking about being taught.
Well, and is that school system supporting?
No, I'm talking about just to expose,
child.
just to expose.
Is our school system doing a good job?
CJ, wait a minute. Don't turn this around. You and others like you claim that the schools are grooming kids to be something else. That's a lie. And then when I pointed out, now you want to talk about are they being successful in educating students. That's not the issue. We're talking, you and others and Marjorie Taylor Greene are saying these children are being groomed to be something other than who they are. And that's not true.
You shut my mic off.
That's just because you're not.
We are not being. Can I respond, Earl? Or are you going to talk over me?
Well, listen, I'm going to talk over you if you keep changing things.
How am I changing things?
Because the conversation was not about whether kids were being educated, CJ. That's not what we were talking about, and you know it. And soon as we point that out, you change the subject.
We're grooming our kids.
To be what?
Not to be able to read, write, and do arithmetic. How about that? The mere fact, the numbers speak for themselves, Earl. Read the numbers. Read the success numbers or lack of.
Hey, CJ, I watched Marjorie Taylor Greene yesterday. And she did not say that the children weren't being educated to read and write. She was leading to the same thing that you said, that they're being educated to be something else. That's not true.
I went into the school and I found it out, and so did the rest of America.
You found out what, CJ?
We are failing our kids. The mere fact that you think AOC isn't saying controversial things anymore, you need to do a little more research, because the mere fact we're finding out the truth that our most precious institutions have been weaponized.
I thought you were calling in to tell me that you were wrong and I was right about what Michael Cohen was convicted of.
Let's talk about Leslie Stahl.
I'm sorry. Let's stop.
I agree. Well, anyway, we'll wait to find out who that is. You know, Sandy, it's you try to get a guy to have a conversation.
No, but I don't want to talk about someone and attribute to them who they are. But the nature of that conversation is reflective of a conversation
of what we're talking about.
Someone who is very, very unsettled by what the current circumstances are, and is angry. Anger is one of the reactions from fear, right, and from uncertainty. And so I just wish we could talk each other out of the cave and get rid of fear and start talking about things without that premise of anger and fear. And we can't seem to get there with some people. But that, to me, is the most worrisome aspect of the current political climate in the United States. And I just think that mankind has always worries about change. Change is unsettling, and it's been ongoing, just like Bill said, with the next big change. But we have big changes going on in America in two ways: technologically, artificial intelligence, all kinds of changes in the workplace, changes to working from home, all of that. Plus, we do have a rather massive demographic shift in what America looks like. Okay, It's what we look like, though. It's not a difference in what we are. We've always been a country of immigrants. We've always been a country of people who come here in pursuit of opportunities. And the only difference is that, and there was a time when the Irish were dealt with as if they were a different race. You know, we it's them and versus us. But, you know, we've got to overcome it because we always have.
Well, you know, Sandy, and the best and only way to do that is to talk about it, right?
Yeah.
You got to be willing to talk about it. These conversations have to be had, and they have to be had without somebody changing the subject. Okay? I mean, you can't, on the one hand, call in and we're having to let's do this. Let's go to Curtis from West Dallas. Hey, Curtis, how you doing, man? Thank you very much for the call.
Good morning, Earl. Good morning, Sandy. Love you guys. It almost sounds like a comedian show with that CJ. If you think about weaponizing anything, I think the Republican Party is weaponizing all the private schools and defunding all, taking all the money out of the public schools. I mean, for the last 5 or 6 years, that's all they've been doing. You know, look at that woman that orange blob had in charge. What was her name? Betsy DeVos? Is that her name?
Yeah.
That was in charge of the school.
Betsy DeVos.
And she took all the money, her madness, she owns privatized schools. So do some of the politicians. And they take all the money out of the public schools and put it in the private schools, and they privatize it. You don't have any privatize, you make money. You privatize profits. For profits. So basically you're making money from these kids, like a little industry, like a company. It's like it has to change. If CJ wants to talk anything like logical, let's talk about educating the public schools, because the public schools are the only schools that don't kick kids out when they get disruptive or they're learning disabilities or handicaps or stuff.
Hey, Curtis, man, I wish I had more time, man. But we got to go to a break. And everybody else, hang on the phone lines. We'll come to you after the break. I appreciate it. We'll come to you after the break. Be right back. Phone lines are lit up.
Cool.
I know, but at the end.
At the end.
On Tuesday, April 4th, we have a chance to elect people who will do the right thing for Wisconsin and for Waukesha. We need experienced leaders we can trust. Vote for Janet Protasiewicz for Supreme Court, Fred Stram for Waukesha County Circuit Court, and Diane Voigt for Waukesha School Board. Janet, Fred, Diane, because we can trust them. Vote on April 4th. Your vote and your voice matter.
Paid for by Blue Sky Waukesha.
And now, a special message from Charlie Behrens of the Cripes Cast.
How in the heck are you? It's me, Charlie, here to remind you that on April 4th, there's a huge election going on in Wisconsin. It's for the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Now, it's a divided court, so the winner of this election is going to help determine the future of Wisconsin. Be part of that decision. Go to myvote.wi.gov to figure out your polling location and also what ID to bring. Again, myvote.wi.gov. And watch for deer.
Up North News Radio is Wisconsin's new choice for progressive talk about important state issues from the team that brings you the news through social media, newsletters, and here on the radio. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 8 a.m.
Weather brought to you by Wisconsin Cheese and Popcorn Shop at civicmedia.us/shop.
Home of buttery popcorn treats and make your mouth water.
Caramel, cookies and cream, strawberry shortcake, and more. civicmedia.us/shop.
Part of the proceeds benefit Wisconsin athletic programs.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Eyes level off around 56 this afternoon under overcast skies with a chance for scattered rain showers. West winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Scattered rain showers again tonight. Lows dip down to about 39. Cloudy skies expected. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Highs around 49. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 46 degrees.
WAUK 540 AM. Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
The last few minutes of the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. It's Monday. That means Mondays with my co-host, Sandy Williams. Let's go to KJ from Milwaukee. Hey, KJ, what's going on, man? You say what?
Well, gentlemen, despite the Republicans trying to get everybody to fear the fact that we're in a recession, and you and Sandy Williams doing your best to make everybody think there's one right around the corner, let me present some documented facts that say otherwise. Now, don't get mad at me. These are just facts that I'm giving you. The first year after Biden took office, the stock market hit a new high 60 times. Now, that's the third highest time in the history of the stock market. The average job creation is, since he took office, is over 300,000 a month. That's more than twice what is the normal monthly jobs. In January, he had over 500,000 new jobs, and it was over 300,000 again just last month. So the unemployment rate is at a 50-year low. Did you get that? That's a half a century. 50-year low. There's a few layoffs in the tech industry, but let's face it, they've been so good for so long, it's about time they retreat a little bit. So despite all this gloom and doom that you and him seem to like to preach, like, oh, people are out there struggling, well, someone's always struggling, but the nation as a whole and the economy as a whole is quite healthy, and all the evidence says so, as opposed to zero evidence that I know of that you have presented that things are awful and terrible. Now, we do spend too much money, and piling up all that debt is not a good idea. We should be getting out of debt during these good times. But these are politicians in Washington, and not spending money is not something they're very good at. And can you take it easy a little bit on CJ? I kind of like him. He provides great entertainment for the show, and you're cutting him off a little too early. Let him get his piece out. It'll make, you know, make him feel better and, you know, less on his heart. He doesn't sound like a young guy out there.
Hey, so Sandy, you want to respond to anything KJ has
well,
to
KJ,
say?
KJ's facts are accurate, and I've continually been saying that I thought a recession always is out there on the horizon. The question is when. I think that all of the economists, right and left, are looking at the current situation and are a bit worried by both the world economy and other issues. But we do continue to have strong jobs. That ends up being sort of a mixed blessing, as it also means the Fed keeps raising interest
rates.
But
Sandy, those jobs in the service sector, as you talk about,
well,
which you constantly talk about the fact that, you know, only 18% of the American people make over $100,000 a year.
Well, I do, and I think that the notion that we have a robust economy with a bunch of people doing well, how people do that are in the middle class now as compared to how the middle class lived, KJ, when you were younger and when we were younger, is very different. The level of benefits they're realizing at work is reduced materially, which causes them to have to pay for them themselves. And we've been through it before, but if you look at the budget of the middle class, of the median family in America, they can't really make it, and they live paycheck to paycheck. And the Wall Street Journal and all sorts of other sources suggest that anyone who earns less than $100,000 in this current environment is living paycheck to paycheck. or almost everyone that earns less than $100,000 is. So, you know, we just have to look facts, all of them, straight in the eye. And so I don't disagree with the facts you indicate. I think that we need to make some adjustments in America and in the way we provide benefits in America, for instance, our health care system, our child daycare system, and some things that could have a big benefit to business in America and as well to its workers. But so I don't think we have a big disagreement. I'm not as worried about CJ's heart as you are.
All right. Let's go to Stephen quickly. Stephen, sorry about you guys call so late, but go ahead, sir.
Hey, so I just wanted to, you know, pull up about grooming kids in the public school system. Why aren't we talking about the private school system? I actually worked for the private school system, and when I started working for them, one of the trainings I had to take was what to do if one of the clergy would abuse one of the students. I don't think that people in elementary schools or public schools are having to worry about that. And if we want to talk about grooming, let's talk about grooming for a second here. What schools teach kids from a young age that Jesus, who wasn't white, is white, and show them white pictures of someone who wasn't white? That's grooming, if you ask me. So that's my input on that.
All right. Thank you very much for the call. You know, Sandy, you know, all the jobs that KJ talked about that are created, many of those jobs, as you stated, have stated repeatedly, Sandy, don't pay a livable wage. So we can have all the jobs created that are being created. They're not offering an opportunity for people to live, a middle-class lifestyle. So there's all kind of jobs available that pay $8, $10 an hour, $12 an hour. So is that anything to signal, well, it's great we've got all these jobs that put people in poverty, even if they work them?
Well, no. I just think that the biggest problem we've got is the benefit side. And only in America is the employer expected to either pay for benefits or the employee is. The kind of benefits that are provided as the social safety net that is provided in almost every other developed country and is the kind of cost structure that every business in every other country faces. So workers in other countries earning exactly the same dollars as American workers live a much better existence than American workers. They live with less financial peril. They don't live paycheck to paycheck. They have health care taken care of. They have education taken care of. And they have daycare taken care of. And so with daycare taken care of, there are two employees available in the household. Whereas in America, it's very difficult for both breadwinners to work if they're paying for daycare.
So what do you say to people who say that the government can't afford to pay for that?
Well,
because my good friend KJ has said that to me many times.
Well, the government has a triage of things they can afford to pay for, and they should be looking. That triage should be done according to the interests of the American people, all right? And if the American people and if American business were thinking thoughtfully about what this triage should be, we would reduce the money we spend in some other areas, like the military, and increase it in these benefits.
Listen, we got to run. Sandy, thank you as always. Time flies. We'll see you again on Friday. Thank everybody who made the show go. Thank you, Calvin. Congratulations to Bill from O'Connor, Milwaukee, who won the Brewer tickets. Gotta go. See you later.
Hi, it's Congresswoman Gwen Moore, urging you to vote for my friend, Judge Janet Protasiewicz. The April 4th election will determine the balance on our Wisconsin Supreme Court. And let me tell you, we need change. The next court's ruling will determine the future of Wisconsin for us as well as our kids and grandkids, on critical issues like voting rights, racial justice, and gerrymandering. The court will rule on whether or not to uphold the 1849 criminal abortion ban. That's why I'm urging you to vote for my friend, Judge Janet Protasiewicz. She's a common sense, impartial judge who cares about us and our rights. Janet believes women should have the freedom to make their own decisions when it comes to abortion. So vote by April 4th for my friend, Janet Protasiewicz.
Paid for by Janet.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.